Joining us now, I'm trying to tie in the she-bop aspect of it. This can't really do it because it's Jane Bartho with the Northfield Area Chamber of Commerce. Good morning, Jane.
I thought you were going to tie in the she's so unusual.
No, well, neither one of those.
That would have been a nice segue.
Girls just want to have fun, I guess. I don't know.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good. Very good.
Well, thank you so much for coming in and joining us today. And we should note that coming up in a few minutes, it's more Jane Bartho.
Sorry, folks.
With Chamber Chat. You're going to kind of rule the airways for the next 45 minutes or so, but we need you to carry the show. So, recently, you announced the winners of the Northfield Business of the Year and Business Person of the Year for the last year. And that's always a big thing within the business community. That's a winner certainly can take some pride in that. And, well, I'll let you introduce the this year's awardees.
Yeah, where do we start? Well, let me first say that it's a peer nomination, and it's a peer discussion, it's a peer vote, and a peer decision.
Mm-hmm. So there is a committee that looks at everything and decides.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. Yep. It's the past business person of the year. They get together and they look at the nominations for the current business person of the year. So they get together and have some, you know, deep discussions. And it's hard. It was a very hard choice. Can I read all the nominations today?
Yes, you can. Sure.
That would be so cool. Make sure I have them here. Oh, okay.
Jane Bartho, the Chamber President, is with us, and we're talking about the Business of the Year and Business Person of the Year.
So the nominations for the Business Person of the Year included Randy Yoder from Bougie Action Coach, who was ultimately the decision of the committee to be the person of the year. Randy is a multiplier. I love that word. One of the guys said he's a multiplier of businesses. Not only does he make connections, but he helps businesses succeed. So it's my favorite. It's going to be my word for 2023.
Is multiplier. All right.
Yes. Other nominations include Daphne McCoy, who is just an amazing human. Mm-hmm. Michael Jordan from Remax Realty. I'd be here forever if I read all of these strengths and the nominations, the criteria that these people had written. Rob Shanilak from By All Means Graphics. Pete Mergens from Professional Pride Realty. And Jill, might have to help me, Holzel Landsteiner from the VFW.
VFW, yes.
I think I'll just call her Jill Landsteiner. But they were all strongly nominated, strongly discussed, and ultimately, like I said, Randy bubbled to the top with his ability to help businesses thrive, mm-hmm. whether you're a business of one or a business of a few hundred.
Yeah, great job.
Strategic, yes.
I just met Randy very recently. Mm. I didn't know him before, but I met him through, he gave me a call and wanted to meet me because he's on the Economic Development Authority as well, the EDA. Mm-hmm. So he's just talking to businesses and mm-hmm. seeing what the perspectives are. So I really respected that and had a great conversation with him.
Yeah, he's a smart guy. He's very personable. He's actually mm-hmm. going to run a strategic planning for the Chamber Ambassadors Thursday morning.
All right.
Us on the same page, and I'm excited to hear how he does it, you know, mm-hmm. to watch how he does it, how he brings them together.
All right. Let's talk about the business of the year.
That is Professional Dental Group. Oh, I was just, drum roll, please. Mm-hmm. They have been around for, again, at least the 70s, if not before. I learned that they used to be by the Mayor Prize Group right down on Water Street.
Mm-hmm.
That's where the original building was. Then they moved back on Professional Drive, and now they're a new spot. They outgrew each place as they provided more and more service for the community.
Mm-hmm.
Their volunteer and their out dentists with smiles or smiles without miles. And so they do work all over the world, actually, mm-hmm. not just here in Northfield, but
volunteer work, service work.
Yeah. So learned a lot through reading that nomination. I live next to Dr. Appledorn, actually. So mm-hmm. he recently retired, and they have built a very, very nice practice.
And well-deserving. So congratulations to Professional Dental Group.
Well, Rob Shanilak was the nominator, and he was saying his kids now live all over the place. And he said that they wait to come home for a weekend or a holiday to have their dentist appointments back here. They don't want to go anywhere else. They refuse to start a new business relationship.
Sounds good. Did you have a lot of people nominated this year for the business of the year?
We did. We had about 14, I believe. Northfield Hospital and Clinic was a nomination. Country Cabinets, Service Master by Iatt, Bougie Action Coach, which is Randy's business name, The Hideaway Coffee House and Wine Bar, Millersburg Construction, By All Means Graphics, Petalina, Unique Gifts, Makeshift Accessories, Premier Bank, Hometown Credit Union, and Heritage Bank Minnesota.
All right.
I know.
So all of them are certainly worthy.
And the chamber board members were the ones who voted on that. Mm-hmm. So we got together over pizza and just hammered it out.
All right. Yeah, a lot to go through. You also had a couple of other awards that were handed out, including the Humanitarian Award. I don't think, has that ever been a name before?
Not really. It was such a continuous conversation of Jill from the VFW. I mean, when you see the VFW, you think of Jill. When you see Jill, you think of the VFW.
Yes.
And this is her side gig. So Jill works full time, and yet she pours in hours and hours at the VFW. Every time we have a community event like Winter Walk or Crazy Days, she turns it into, she'll sell burgers and brats or hot dogs and chips, and all the proceeds will go to a deserving veteran family, somebody, a firefighter with medical bills, or just the NAFRA in general. So she'll turn each opportunity into a fundraiser for somebody in the community. So she is a community multiplier, whereas Randy was a business multiplier. And that was kind of the determination of, we've got to honor Jill. We've got to let people know what she does, because she does it humbly. She doesn't want a lot of credit. Had to pull teeth to get her into the picture when we took a picture of her. I had no idea that they've got adaptive equipment in the basement at the VFW, or the lower level, I guess. Wheelchairs and walkers, crutches, all that for free. And she manages the incoming and the outgoing and the borrowing and returning, and that's all free for anybody.
Wonderful stuff. Certainly well-deserved. So congratulations to Jill.
I know.
And let's move on to the Ambassador of the Year. That's the final one.
Yeah. Do you know Sam Mastin?
Of course.
Of course. Everyone knows Sam Mastin. Well, Sam has been the chair of the Ambassador Group for, I think this is the end of his second year now. And the Ambassador of the Year is not is less of a voted on, but more of a attendance and showing up at the networking, taking a leadership role at those events, making introductions to people, connecting people outside as well. Sam has been everywhere. He's been at every networking event. He's been at ribbon cuttings, open houses, just taking the lead. He helps with the agendas of the meetings, lead the group, and he's really good at asking, what do you want to do as an ambassador group? Where should we spend our efforts? What do you want our purpose to be, this quarter?
And one final thing here, because we're running out of time, we have to have Rich back in before you come back in. There will be a banquet that's coming up on, the 26th?
26th,
The 26th. Tell us about that.
Yeah. Well, what do you need to know? It's open to anybody. It's at the Armory this year. It's a wonderful kind of a celebration of the year that was. Doug Loon is the president of the Minnesota Chamber of Commerce, and he's going to come to speak. And honestly, I haven't asked him what he's going to speak about, but anytime he opens his mouth, it's enlightening to me. So I haven't really given him parameters, but He's done this before.
I'm sure he knows a thing or two about commerce.
I know. You think? Yeah. Oh, no, I enjoy conversations with him. I always feel like, wow, when I grow up.
And you'll also have now, what, a spot online where people can just go to your website and register for that?
Sure. Yep. Under the events tab, mm-hmm. there's a drop down for, it's called Annual Banquet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's a spot right in there. There's the fun part, too, of the event. Businesses have the opportunity to decorate a table. So they'll put their swag all over a table. Tables are round, and they serve 8 people. And it's always fun to see what they come up with and the stuff that they put out, whether it's bottles of wine or bouquets of flowers, coolers. People come early just so they can scope out the best table, mm-hmm. their favorite table to sit at, and they take that stuff home afterwards. So yeah,
good stuff.
It's kind of win-win for us.
So that's Thursday, January 26th at Armory Square. The doors open up at 5:30. Jane, we've got to get running along. Thank you so much. Come back in 5 minutes. Don't go far.
Chamber
Chat is coming up with some folks from Three Links.
Right. They'll be doing the talking, not me.
All right.
Right.
We'll get them in here in just a couple of minutes. In the meantime, we will be back with local news headlines with Rich after this.
Are you planning a wedding, graduation, concert, grand opening? Stop in at By All Means Graphics in the heart of downtown Northfield. I'm Rob Shanlack. I own the place. Ronica, Stephanie, Sarah, Grace, Julie, and I are at the ready to help you with your to-do list. We can help with invitations, save the dates, programs, and marketing materials to promote your event. Hey, we also publish The Entertainment Guy, which may be a fit as well. We're at 17 Bridge Square. Call us, 507-663-7937. By all means.
If there's one thing we have learned over the previous few years, it's that we all do better together. The Northfield Area Chamber of Commerce believes in the power of community. This is why, for over 100 years, they have focused on growing and developing Northfield and the surrounding area into a thriving community that it is today. The Northfield Area Chamber is a local nonprofit that creates meaningful connections between businesses and the working professionals who work so hard to make this town thrive. When you become a member of the Northfield Chamber of Commerce, you open the door to so many of those opportunities. Together, we all do better. Northfield Area Chamber of Commerce, supporting business, connecting communities, and growing a greater Northfield.
AM 1080 KYMN, FM 95.1, K236CO, Northfield.
Minnesota News Network, I'm Brent Palm. Governor Tim Walz is announcing part of his budget proposal today to make Minnesota the best state to raise a family. Walz said at his inauguration, we will make the largest investment in public education in our state's history. Walz has already been calling for universal school lunch. Well, charges are expected today against 4 suspects involved in a